I hope you had a great weekend. Welcome to Monday morning in Lagos and in Nigeria. That's right, it's 4 minutes. It's 4 minutes past nine. Monday morning is the 18th of October, 2021. Welcome to Table Talk. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We broke some table last week. We weren't done breaking that table, so we'll continue until we shatter everything today. If you missed the show last week, I don't know what happened to you, but man, I'm glad you're here today to join the second half of the conversation. So last week we started a conversation on female breadwinners and how they're coping during this very harsh economy. And sincerely, I knew it was going to be a tough conversation, but man, I didn't know I was going to hear as much as I did last week. So that will continue with us on the show today. But you know, the show is in two parts as usual. The first part is the appetizer, where I just give you a chit chat about the biggest event for me or anything that caught my fancy from the weekend, and then we go on to the main conversation. So you are going to be my guest today, because today is just, I'm just going to listen to you totally and absolutely, female breadwinners in Lagos, across Nigeria, across the world, anywhere you're listening from. How are you coping? What's going on with you? I know a lot of you tried to get in last week. Today is your chance to do so, as this is the second part of the conversation. Before we go on to that, let's go on to the appetizer and table talk, shall we?
Here's the appetizer on table talk.
All right, here's the appetizer. This past weekend, I had time to think about how far we've come as a country. Yup. As some Nigerians gear up, they're warming up to commemorate October 20. You remember, that's the date most Nigerians would not forget. The NSAS protest, which was highly and arguably the first youth-led movement, started as a protest against police brutality and went on to demand for good governance in Nigeria from the government. The protest turned riotous as it became hijacked by hoodlums. And then we remember the aftermath, the looting and the burning of businesses and private property. And then October 20, the shootings by the military at protesters at the Lekki toll gate. Now, 1 year after, I found myself asking, what has changed? Has anything really changed? Has police brutality and harassment stopped? Do the youth not feel involved in governance? Has anything changed? I just have questions and more questions. 1 year after, panels were set up across states, including Lagos State. What has been the outcome? We should watch out. The newsroom has packages for you as we look back at the past 1 year and what has happened and what has changed, if anything at all. All right. That's the appetizer and table talk.
Now to the main dish. On Table Talk. Table Talk.
It's a good time to tell you that the show is live on Facebook and YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3 right now. Female breadwinners, how are you coping under this harsh economy? That's a conversation right now. You can call me up on 01-465-7190 if you're female. You can also use 0700-993-993-993. Of course, I'll focus more on female breadwinners first of all. Before the men. So if you're a man, chill for us, okay? Just give me a little time. Let me speak with the females and then I'll come to you. If you were unable to get through last week, here's your chance. You got my ears, you got the radio, the microphone is yours right now. You can also join me on Facebook, Nigeria 93 show. That's right, because every show, every day throughout the month of October, and the winter, mistake of me. Okay, now comes to hello. Good name, radio. Did you say? That's called the female brain. Yes. On two the price of things.
Every business is going to one word, and she wasn't there from the beginning, but in the last 6 years, mountain can.
Sorry to say that. I understand how tough it will be. So allow you to spend your thoughts, share with me how you're feeling, your what are you planning to do, if any at all, this talk, join and break you. I can imagine. Yeah, that's right. Okay. There's something on your background. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yes, my bad. Thank you.
I'm not doing it enough. Yeah. But what I do for me, is get to the gas station, and I realize that it's 7,000 now. If it is 2,000, I can afford. We do it like that, you know.
Yeah.
We do it bits and pieces, and it's not been easy. The school fees going up, and what we do is not even bringing more income.
I can imagine. I can totally imagine.
It is stressful. It is tiring, both mentally, physically, and in every way. You know, and as women, you know what we do. We cry and back, and we do what we have to do for the sake of the children.
How do you, your children, for instance, is that something they're missing? I know people have had to adjust the amount of provisions they buy, the quality of the food. I mean,
everything. In fact, if you have three children, you're lucky. My children, by the time I'm calculating, they're like, Mommy, don't worry, we'll manage. Mommy, don't worry. You know when children are thinking, I'm not paying you.
Thank you. Well done. Let me say what you think. Hello?
Hello.
Good morning, sir.
Is that Wemimo?
Yes, speaking.
Oh, good morning, please.
Which please, sir?
Nothing has changed at all.
No, I'm not the appetizer. It's not for no, it's to me. My for discussion. No, it's just meeting you. No, I'm not like that. My conversation today is about female brains and how you copy me. Think of very, very bad. But the next call you call, you will have to. I mean, plenty to do. You have to.
Yes, ma'am, I won't talk that. I've got me.
Oh, save that sound. Good morning.
Good morning.
You
are
you a female brain?
I'm not going to do
that. Okay, good.
But things is really, really so happy.
I can hear you.
Okay. Everybody lives really so good. And good tradition has been very key. But this is the same thing with you. When you have nothing, nothing is so cheap. For a month, nothing is cheap. You should not go to school. I don't know. But no person feels strong on this.
I'm your name and my husband. I feel very in the middle in this. We are feel together. So, and absolutely not. All right, so I just want to understand how Kana is helping. Is not is it ill? And something to do about it. Again, hello? Hello? Oh, hello?
Hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yes, sir.
You must not bring her. We'll have doing it. You must be honest to him. Go in and so every much you just know what to do.
I think it's a terrible thing to want to be a breadwinner. That if when you are the sole breadwinner, what the man or the woman is a bit heavy. Do you understand? The problem is being the sole breadwinner. Sometimes a woman is a breadwinner. Sometimes it's just how it is. You know, but thank you very much for calling. So personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with a woman breadwinner. I think sometimes a woman has more capacity to bring in more money. Maybe she has more qualification, more skills, she has a better job. There's no truth. The problem is when you're pitting, you are doing pretty low. The one who are pitting, you're breaking it. It's quite burdening. So today, we're calling on, this is not less the fact that it's almost, it's been complete for women, fair meaning. So that's why I focus on the talk today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, family.
Great, thank you.
This is my generation.
Thanks for calling.
You see this issue of women who begging for the
happiness. Yeah, I agree.
Yes. What I'm saying is that those of us and those are our present women married to salary earners, workers in the office, because this retrenchment is mostly mostly affect the men, and when they lose their job, they're in trouble.
Yeah,
I'm a victim of such thing. What do you do?
Thank you very much. That's a very helpful one. You know, thank you very much. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good thing. Yes.
Thank you very much for
You say he doesn't want to do anything.
Yes, you want to do something. You help me in anything.
after many respectful issues of peace and she feel like you are in control. Because I see reason, maybe or whatever, that have made the man in the feel that, okay, because he's giving me and for this situation. Do you know another thing? If my breadwinner, it made the lady not to relax. I'm always thinking about it. You know, I'm not there talking about what I have with the bitch. So for me, I need to know the man because if you get a job, I'm not going to give you a school. I'm not going to give you a school.
Also, the conversation we had last week, I'm worried. And when I speak to the women, when I come back from the break, I would like to speak to men. I hope that there are men out there whose wives are bringing in money and who appreciate them. Because what I hear is like there's a problem here. Looks like every time a woman is hardworking and brings in money, the man becomes lazy or becomes a thorn in her flesh. Why? Why is it so? Why? So most of the analogy I've heard, the man either stops working, becomes a lazy human, brings nothing in, adds no value, just becomes a thorn in the back. Let me take a final call and then I'm out on my first break. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I can hear you. Good morning. Go ahead.
Morning.
I can hear you. Hello.
Okay, sorry. Please, I want to remain anonymous.
That's okay. That's fine.
I want to commend you for the good work you are doing.
Thank you.
I want to advise women generally, mothers. You see, all these things that we see coming up, mothers are the one training these men.
Yeah.
Okay. So they put so much responsibility on the man, on the boy, before it becomes a man.
Mm-hmm.
But what are those responsibilities these guys supposed to do when they grow up? Mm-hmm. They don't know. You know this male ego, is all they exercise.
Mm-hmm. That's what
they
are taught.
There are so many things. All these values of being appreciative, values of say thank you, well done, you are doing well, you are doing right, even when he does not have money.
Yeah.
Should be there.
Yes.
And you know, men generally by nature, the emotion is somehow. Most men, I'm sorry to say, most men are immature. They are not mature to handle relationship. So if a woman finds herself doing all that is doing and the man is not even there to even say well done for what you are doing. I think it's not good enough.
All right, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but I need to go out on my break. The Treasure on the mobile app goes live once I'm on this break. So download the Nigeria Info mobile app. Go on there. We're going to tell you what to look for when I come back from the break. You better find it and win 10,000 naira. I am Wemimo Adewunye. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Big thank you to everyone joining online on Facebook and YouTube. I see all of you. Also, Francis is watching from Amagunze in Enugu State. Thanks for joining in. Olabisi Were, thank you. Chisom Emma, thank you. Ogunfowora Malik Toby, thank you. Let me read a few of your comments on social media on Facebook. It's not been easy for females taking up home responsibility that's meant for men. Kudos to all women because 80% of them are today breadwinners. Olabisi Were says men are on the receiving side of this heat of job cut by organizations. May God help our men. Thank you very much. On YouTube, let's see. Precious Sumto is here. Thank you for joining in. We're back to the phone line shortly, but let me tell you that if you go now and download the Nigeria Info mobile app, I hope you have done that while I went on the break. Right now, yes, go on Facebook and YouTube so that you can see what you're looking for. If you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, you see my background. You see that banner, that thing behind me that shows Nigeria Info at 10, our anniversary logo. Go on Facebook and YouTube and take a look at it. That's what you're looking for. So right now, go onto the Nigeria Info mobile app. Search for that banner. Once you find it, immediately be fast. Click on it. Fill in your details. If you're the lucky one, I'll announce your name before I go so you can get 10,000 naira for yourself. That's correct. So I would know when someone wins. I hope you're searching for the treasure right now. Go hunt for the treasure on the Nigeria Info mobile app right now. Oh yeah, now on your mark, get set, go. Okay, while you look for the treasure, We'll continue our conversation here. And today we're looking at female breadwinners, how you're coping under this very harsh economy. 0700-993-993-993. Another line is 01-4657-190. I said that I would like to speak with men, if you're here. And my final caller before the break made a point about many of these men not being better raised. And who raises them? Mothers and fathers. You're the one who raised these men who just are a thorn in the flesh. Every human needs to learn basic values of appreciation, you know, of working as a team, working together, of pitching in, of helping out, especially when you claim to love someone. I mean, if you married someone, you possibly loved them, unless they were given to you for free. But you possibly had some feelings for them. So how come you can allow this person suffer so much and you don't feel anyhow? I cannot understand it. But someone raised these parents. And that's why I started a community for men. Because I see that while we're trying to help women, the men in their lives are not making things easier for them. So if you're a man, go on Facebook and join that community. It's called Provision Man. And it's just for men. It's to teach men. I mean, many times you need to learn these things. In simple Jovia, we have hangouts. So it's a cool community to be in. So go there and join Provision Man. Go tell your husband and guys to go join. Yeah, I'm teaching them there. I'm getting experts to teach them on Provision Man. Go and look for it on Facebook and join, okay? Back to the phone lines. I hope some men are able to get in. If you have a wife who is either the sole breadwinner or who contributes very well in the home, are you expressive of appreciation? Are you a team player? Are you a team worker? Or if you're a man and your wife is a sole breadwinner, what's up? What's going on with you? I mean, these women say you're not appreciative. Are you communicating the appreciation and they're not getting it? Just tell me what's up. What's going on? All right. I'll let you have the microphone again. Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to Table Talk. Are you there?
Hello.
I can hear you if you're there.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, no, this is not working. Please try again. Hello.
Yeah, we're more the action lady.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Welcome, sir.
Hi, it's your boys.
My boys.
Your boys.
They're bouncy.
Oh, my God. You see why they call you action lady? Ah, God, my chairman had to surrender. I'm telling you, you are a strong woman.
I won the rounds.
I'm telling you.
Thank you.
Quick one to the matter.
Yes.
I should do my wife. Call long for okay. I set up a business for her. And she was doing fine. And she called me and said, oh, Daddy, you know what? You pay the house rent, pay my shop rent, and pay school fees. Anything about feeding, forget about it. I'm telling you, my sister, for years, the only time I give her money for food is Christmas and Easter, right? So in my department, in my government, she had two pet followers, Minister of Defense and Minister of Finance.
Oh.
I have a close brother who set up a business for the wife, this cold room business.
Yeah.
But whenever that lady used one ice fish to cook soup, she must collect the money from
Are
the man.
You kidding me?
I'm telling you, this is not joke.
Kilo day now.
Oh, my God. So my wife was there. I call her my defense minister, my finance minister. That is why I'm still missing her till today.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I really appreciate her. Oh, God. Well, you know,
thank you.
One group of people I want you to help us with now.
Yeah.
Is the widowers. People always talk of a widow. The widow. Not all of us marry immediately. Our wife died. My own died 8 years now. It's not easy. Breadwinner. Okay. Woman, breadwinner. What of the man? We didn't have time. Most people, they told their partners are not happy. We will not get the one to help them.
Don't worry. Follow the Provision Man. You've told me something important. I think we'll but that will be next month. That will be November. Yeah, I already have hangouts planned. We will have it.
That loneliness.
Yeah.
Please,
look
when I help us.
We will.
Thank you, my sister.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Okay. Yeah, that's a good point. I think there's a second person mentioning to me about widowers, divorcees, separated people. Yeah, don't worry. We'd have that hangout also. Hello?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Wema, I would like to remain anonymous.
Yeah, absolutely fine. That's fine.
Okay. You see, this issue on the ground, I would like to address it from two angles. The first angle is the courtship. Mm. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. During courtship, there are so many things we women, we close our eyes to. Mm. If a man is going to be a responsible husband, from courtship, we'll know, but some of us, because probably we are getting old, we want to settle down fast. We ignore these facts and just settle down because our friends are getting married. Please, kindly permit me to quickly relate my own experience. Maybe most women will learn from my own experience.
Okay. Okay.
When I was working, I was earning more than my husband.
Okay.
But because my husband is a responsible man, he was doing everything he's supposed to do. I was saving my money. Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
I was saving. I could save because he was handling the whole front. He was taking up his responsibility. And I lost my job. 3 months after he lost his job,
whoa,
I came home with some money, the check I was giving and my savings. You understand?
Yeah.
He came home with a deficit. At that point, I have to come in.
Yeah.
We had dependent relatives living with us. At that point, I had to shoulder the responsibility. I had to go to my office, buy wares, shoot to the banks, hustle, start selling. Mm. Do you understand?
Mm, yeah.
He was at home. I was doing this until what I have in my account was depleted. We have a six-month-old baby.
Uh-oh.
We have dependent relatives. They will eat and all of that. At a point, I noticed what I have in my account is just 50,000 naira.
Whoa.
This man was at home. I told myself, lady, what is wrong with you? Is it a woman that hustles in marriage? You're getting it wrong. I called him. I showed him my balance. I told him this balance, I'm going to the island. I bought wares for myself. I told him, look, I'm sitting at home. That was when he rose up to the challenge. You understand?
Okay.
And start looking for something to do. So, remember the way you are now, if you have somebody that is catering for all your needs, you won't work. That is human nature for us.
Yeah, okay.
You won't work. So, at that point, I had to, you know, put on my thinking cap.
But you know that, I mean, I appreciate your situation, but with the fact that I've listened to so many people, both on radio and off radio, I know people who also sat down and said, guy, you need to go do something. And the man just sits there and looks back at her. And the children are hungry. I know quite a number.
There's a way we can handle such a situation.
Okay.
It can be back for one majade lo washe.
But you know some of these men again, one majade lo washe, but he will eat and then and just come back home and just sit down. He will just look for something for his stomach.
Sick by one knees because the woman is feeding them.
Okay.
He will go out and walk if he's hungry. Let other people contribute.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your thought. Thank you very much. Okay, so a number of people said this last week also that, okay, lady, you two just pack up and, okay, not a recommendation I would make on a normal day because I personally believe that everyone should pitch in. But again, situations are different, you know, and I don't know. If it worked for her, it worked for her. She said she got worse and she went to sit at home and said, guy, you got to buckle up. Maybe it works for you also. I mean, but you need to, it depends on, again, on the situation. Okay. Okay. Hello? Are you there? Okay, please try again. If you're just joining the show, it's called Table Talk on Nigeria Info, and it's a women-focused program. We look at issues that affect women and the men who love them or the men who do not love them, whichever the case might be, but we focus more on issues that affect women. And this is the second time running on this series on female breadwinners, and I'm asking you how you're coping in this harsh economy, and I'm getting some, you know, tips that other people could use if it works in your situation. Okay, let's get back to the phones. Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, I can hear you.
Yeah, I'd rather remain anonymous.
Yes, that's fine, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know,
yes,
it's a shame to man to depend on a woman. Any man depend on a woman is a lazy man. Man should work hard to feed his family. Anything where woman contribute is a help for the man. But for me, like me, I don't depend on my wife. I don't depend on my family, anything concerning my wife. Then.
Mm.
I provide for my family to make sure that my family will be okay.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Let this to enter any man's head.
Okay. Thank you very much. Melitha is on the line from Anthony. She's calling for the first time on the show. Hello, Melitha.
Hello, Wemimo.
Hi. Thanks for calling me today.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome.
Yeah. Quick one.
Okay.
On the issue on ground.
Yeah.
Wemimo.
How deep go?
I'm telling you a lie. I see, you don't start what you can't finish. Once you start, you can't. It doesn't stop.
Hmm.
I'm serious. It doesn't. Most men don't. Once you start spending, once you start taking up that responsibility, when you now start telling them, go out there to do something, go out there, it looks as if you're pushing them to something that is bad.
Hmm.
Some will say, do you want me to go and do money to go and do money ritual? And because there are kids, because kids are involved,
yeah.
You can't say you won't stop. You can't say you won't cook.
Yeah.
Because they will definitely, there's always food in the house, they will definitely eat. Once they lose their job like that, it's like that. You take up the responsibility for a little while, and at the end of the day, nothing. Once you start showing that you do this, everything you do, because you don't want him to. At times, you say some of the family members will tell you want to kill him.
Uh-huh.
You want him to have IVP.
Whoa!
Are you not? That is it. Are you not making? Well, can't you do it?
All right, Melitha, thank you for speaking with me. Happiness has been holding on for quite a while. Happiness, I am happy to have you here. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling
First
me.
I'm calling
Yay!
You.
Yay! Thank you so much for calling. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Okay.
You said those men should call you.
Ah, come on.
They are wives are breadwinners, right?
Yes, yes.
They will not call, Nigerian men, they will not call. Change the language. If you remain without words, they will not call.
Okay. What should I ask them?
I don't know how you change the language.
Let me think about it.
They will not call you.
Okay.
Nigerian men, they will not.
Okay. I'll look for a way to put it.
Please,
I have an idea. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Happiness says they will not call. But why? I mean, this is a real life situation now. It's something that happens. By the way, let me tell you now that next week we're going to start another series. It will be for 2 weeks. And I'll be speaking to single ladies. All my single ladies. So from next week, and if you want to come on the show and be my guest host, I have a lot of mails. I'm sorry. I had a hectic week. I couldn't invite any of you to come to the studio. I'll look at some of them. I hope you wrote a lengthy explanatory mail. If you want to be here with me in the studio next week, send me a mail. Make the title of your mail co-host. If you want to be my guest host just to join me here, send it to wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm or send it to tabletalkng@gmail.com. So from next week, I'll be speaking to single ladies who want to get married, but they're not finding the man. So you're going to tell me what the problem is. Why are you finding it difficult to get married? That is for those that want to get married. Not everybody wants to get married. That's the truth. Okay, so what are the challenges you're experiencing? We'll talk about that for next week. And that will also hold for 2 weeks or more, if it's very sweet. All right. Ah, look at my phone lines. Oh, my goodness. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, hello. I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm first-time caller.
Yay!
I want to be anonymous.
That's okay. Welcome to the
okay.
show.
The issue you are talking about, women being breadwinners, I have been in that situation for some time, but I'm not longer a breadwinner.
Okay.
But what I want to say is I was in that situation for 7 years. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was in that situation for 7 years. What I want to tell women was this. I married, my husband is quite older than me, like 12 years older.
Okay.
And I got married like 6 months after my youth service. I was already working
okay.
where they retained me as a banker. So I was just at first level
banker.
Okay.
So, and from that year, we got married. I started carrying the family. I want to tell the women one thing. With prayers, it is not easy. I summarized it in my heart then and now that a man that is not working is like a man that has no manhood. That is how I summarize it from all my experience. You know, the thing about appreciation is quite difficult for a man because of their nature that is not working to appreciate that situation. Even those that have something good in them, they feel at that point it's like they are no longer a man. My husband is not a lazy child. He's a graduate. He's had master's even before I married him. He's a chemical engineer. What I did was this. I want to share my experience.
Okay.
As a young girl, but I was a prayerful person even before I got married. I intensified my prayers.
Okay.
For 7 years, I never prayed any other prayer point. Oh God, give my husband job.
Did that prayer work?
I answered that prayer.
Okay.
As now I'm talking to you. I'm not a branch manager in a bank.
Okay.
My husband earns 2.5%, more than almost three times my salary. Let me talk it that way.
Okay. Okay.
Do you understand me?
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you very much. But I have other people on the line. Thank you. So she says pray. That might help. Kingsley has been waiting for a while. Hello, Kingsley.
Yes, well, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you. Caller. Oh, great to have you here.
Yeah,
please put up your radio for me, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Taking it on.
Thank you. All right,
I've been listening to your program. I'm
thank
so
you.
Interested.
Thank
over
you.
This breadwinner or no breadwinner.
Yeah.
Look, in marriage, I think everybody is involved.
Yeah.
Man or woman or I've been married for about 25 years.
Okay.
I decided on my own not to even have my wife is doing things, but I decided she has never won the feed me. So I don't know why this issue. If you feed your husband, so you now go out and be telling people that I've been feeding my husband, that just this and that, that this and this. We don't need all these things. Before you get into marriage, let's assume, for example, I'm getting married today and I'm a rich man.
Uh-huh.
And suppose everything just goes down because all power belongs to God. Everything is in God's hands. So if I don't have anything again, so you now start going to tell the world that I'm not the breadwinner of the house. I'm the one feeding them. What about the man that has been feeding the woman? I'm not against... Look, please don't get me wrong. I'm not against the women that have... As in, I'm not going against whatever they're saying. Say, I'm feeding her. We don't need to be coming out and say, I'm the one running this somebody. Anyway, we have different men. We have lazy men. Of course, we have lazy men. We have lazy women. So
yeah,
I think it's
important
with it. But again, please... Again, please, hold on, my phone. Oh,
hurry. I have plenty of people on the line. Oh, I have a lot of people on the line.
Now, please, let me just tell you, the only way to balance this thing, please, if we are getting married for the sake of love, let's do it in both good times and bad times. Let everybody live together. Thank you very much. Have
okay, thank you very much. Bridget is on the line, first time caller also. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Yay. I'm dragging all of you. Finally. Thanks for calling me. How are you?
I'm fine. Oh, I'm so happy speaking with you today.
I'm glad to also hear from
you. I'm just listening to your program.
Thank you. Thanks for calling today.
Yeah. All I want to share my own story.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to beg women that when their husbands, when they are in good position, when they are working, they should learn how to save and also plan ahead with the man. Like in my own case, my husband works and he does not even know what to do with the money. I have to come in to tell him that, no, let's buy land. And we bought the land at Ikorodu here where we live today. And when we packed in, my husband lost his job. I have to come in because I saw. I have to come in for 10 years. I sponsored two of my daughters through university. And two are still in school now. My husband just got a job. And that job now is not even paying much like that. So I want to beg women that they should not spend when their husband have that money at that particular time. They should not waste the money.
Okay.
Then when the man did not have it again, they will not turn the man to a rag. No. This man has been catering for you, has been taking care of you. Now that he's done, why not expose him everywhere?
Okay.
It's only a wicked man that will do that. Mm. For my husband, I took care of the home. Nobody knew. My guests that are coming to learn, most of them, they are even older than me. They will be telling me, we are learning from you. So
Thank
I want
you.
To beg women, when the money comes, you buy expensive things. And when the man now lose that, lose his job, you not be complaining here and there. You don't want to help him. Make him look like a useless man. No man will be that wicked to watch his wife suffer like that.
Oh no! Don't be generous. I understand your point, but again, situations are different, and I've had people in situations where the man just decides not to do anything anymore. But I understand your point
that
everyone.
In my own case now, that my husband now got a job after like 10 years, and this job is not that the salary.
Yeah, but
salary is not that much. Will you say that the man is lazy?
No, absolutely not. Thank you very much. Let me take my final call on my way out, please. Okay, Nii will be my final caller, then I'll round up. Hello, Nii. Are you there? Hello? I think he's gone. He's been waiting for a while. Nii, are you there? Okay, no, he's not. Okay. So here's the thing on my way out. By the way, you people have not won my treasure hunt. What's going on? Go and check on Facebook. You've not found the treasure. Olamide, what's up now? Did you hide it so far? Okay, go on to Facebook. We put a hint there for you because you must win 10,000 naira on Table Talk today. So go to Facebook. Olamide has dropped a hint for you to help you find the treasure. Let me see what the hint is. But go out there and look for it, for the hint. Or you are so carried away by this conversation that you're not looking for the treasure. Look for the treasure. I win 10,000 naira. So here it is. My phone lines are on fire, but I really need to go. Let me tell you that every hand should be on deck. I absolutely agree with the last two callers that when a man bears the burden, in some homes, the man does everything. And that's one of the things I talk about on Pro Version Man. In fact, a lot of men bear the burden so much that they don't take care of themselves. They spend their whole lives working and, you know, just toiling to pay fees, to pay rent, to do this. So much that they don't take care of their health, they don't take care of themselves, and they don't even build relationship with their children because they're busy making money, which is a good thing. But my recommendation as Dr. Wemimo on this show is that you both work together as a team. That is it. That you work together as a team. Doesn't matter how much who is bringing in, but that you bring the money together. If you don't know what to do with it, get a financial expert to help you. I talk about finance also on my Instagram handle so that you know what to do with your money. But you should work together. If you're a man, go and follow Pro Version Man on Facebook. It's for men only. If I see you women there, I'll send you out. It's a men's community. Join it there. I need to go now, but I'm here all day bringing you the news. The tech heads are coming in after the news at 10 with that show with the techers. So make sure you stay here. I'll see you again. Let's talk on social media. I'm there at Wemimo Sport. If you want to talk to me about sponsorship, mail me at wemimo@nigeriainfo.fm or tabletalkng@gmail.com. That's it. Have yourself a fantastic day. Thank you for joining the show. Next week, single ladies, let's talk about getting married, okay? See you again.